for most of us, it's a b'china, like it says in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Be'necho tira v'shama le'savoy. It's a chelik of Torah that the heart of most people feels a tug to try to get some understanding of it. And for all of us, it's something that's me'eva, anor. It's something beyond where we think we'll be. But b'chol oifin, to get some sort of a glimpse of it even, be'necho tira, and have some tefisa and havana, what is the tremendous Torah, what's the tremendous chiddush in Torah that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was mechadish, not beprotius, but neklolius of his Torah. We'll try to get some sort of glimpse of it, understanding of it. What was the Torah that he brought into the world? The Nakud itself is something I saw from a Rebbe. The Gemara says in Gittin, Reb Shimon told people, Shnu midoisai, learn my Torah, because midoisai are trumas of Midas Reb Akiva. My Torah is the very essence, the most selected chelik of Reb Akiva's Torah. That means that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Torah has to be nitfas, not in its own right, in itself, but a hemshech of Reb Akiva's Torah. And it's the Gemara of Akiva's Torah, and understanding where Reb Akiva stopped and where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai started is the mohus of this day. Let's start by taking a look at the Lashon HaZoyah HaKadosh that describes the day of the Ptira of Shimon Bar Yochai. The Zoyah HaKadosh describes of Shimon Bar Yochai's day of Ptira. It says the Talmidim came in and sat around, and it says, Omer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, Haishaita Raivasahu. It's an Ace Rotzen. I want to leave this world without being embarrassed in the next world. There are dvarim k'doshim that I have yet to reveal. There are things that I have yet to teach. I want to teach it. I want to reveal it with the Shechina present. The lo yemrun, so that it not be said the habegreyes oistalakne me'alma, that I left the world not b'shleimus, vad ke'an temir n'avliboy, and until this moment it was all hidden in my heart. The male would almed osi, to come to the world, the next world. So the words that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says is in itself a stira. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, I have Torah that's hidden in my heart, and I was saving it for Olam Haba. It's Torah that belongs to Olam Haba, but I want to say it now that I shouldn't leave the world b'chisarin. So manafshach, if the Torah that is b'megala now is Torah that shayach to Almud Asi, so where's the chisarin if he's not b'megalat now? The Mashmor says that in the Yom HaMisa there was a new tzad to b'megala these things that it was never megala, and that's what this Torah was about. And he sat down, and he said, the chaverim should sit around me, and he sat down, each Talmud in his right place, and he said, Reb Abba should do the writing. He started, Isatir Reb Shimon put a talis on, and he started with the pasuk, La Mesim Yalukov Loi Kol Yordei Duma, that Mesim have no makom, being Mehala Kadosh Baruch Hu, Loi Kol Yordei Duma, the people who go to eternal silence have no makom of Shevach Kadosh Baruch Hu. It went through the entire, he goes through an entire Arichus, where he gives over the Tamtzis of Inyanim of Kabbalah. And it says, until he got to the Pasuk, he spoke about a very high Darga, and he got to the Pasuk, Yisham Tziva Shemes Abrocha, Achayim Ad Oilam. And it says, Reb Abba was writing, and concentrating on his writing, and as Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, Achayim, he was Nifta. and he didn't have a chance to finish at Oila. And Lechura, then it describes the Ptira and so on. Lechura, it's a stira, because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, I can't leave this world without being Megala all the Torah. And he fell two words short of the Torah. He died by Achayim and left over Ad Olam. And Reb Abba, who was supposed to write down what he said, finished Ad Olam, despite the fact that he didn't say it. He didn't hear from his Rebbe, and he didn't have Rishus to be Megala Zon in Yonim. And the fact that he wrote down two words his Rebbe didn't say is Lechura a stira to what he was told to do, the Shlichas. Those are two inyanim to be mizbeinin on the Siprat Varm of the Ptira. Let's go to Reb Akiva and understand Reb Akiva's Mahus and what Reb Akiva left over, and then we'll go back to Reb Shimon Yochai. The Gemara in Menachos says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yoshev V'Koysek Ksorim La'Oisius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing and tying Ksorim to the Oisius. So he asked him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi Me'akev Al Yotcha, who is going to understand those Oisius, the Ksorim? So he said, somebody is going to come, Akiva Ben Yosef, and he's going to darshan all of these Kisri Oisius. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, Ribbono Shel Olam, if you have somebody like Akiva, why are you giving Torah through me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtoik kach olam machshav v'tchila. Be silent. This is what I was olam machshav v'tchila. This is a hemshech a little bit. And then the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you showed me such a giant of a person, that he's koishek sharim and his darsh is tila tila shalachis. Hareini teira v'schara. Show me the teira u'maschara. What did he get as charfit? Hareiu shoiklim soyesh Reb Akiva makulim. He showed him weighing Reb Akiva's flesh in the marketplace. His misa was he was skinned alive, and he showed him v'misasai. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "Suteir v'suschara," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Shtoik kach olam mashav titchila." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Kach olam mashav titchila." Again, shtoik. Reb Akiva's maimed in Torah was described as shtoik kach olam mashav titchila, and Reb Akiva's gemar in this world is shtika. Shtoik kach olam machshav v'tchila. His misa and his Torah have no hesber in this world. Reb Akiva is the Archag of the Balamaimer of shtika siyag l'chachma. Let's try to understand it a little bit and try to understand what is Reb Akiva's makom. What's the Alma the Shtika that he's from, and what's the Shtika? When an Uber is born, when a child is born, when he's born, he has a din of a person, he is what he is, he's formed, he has a tzura, and he has a metzias. When a child is still an Uber, he's hidden from the world, and to the world does not have a tzura. At a more previous stage, Chazal call it Maya Ba'alma. Every single inyan that comes to this world starts, Machshava belongs to the world of Shtika. Machshava itself has no dibur, and it has no expression outward. The first aliyas machshava, the first understanding that a person has is without diburim, and if he's zeicha and it takes on a tzura, he's moiled it as a dibur. It comes to this world as diburim. But the original thought and the original understanding is b'shtika. Siyag l'chachma shtika means the ring that borders off chachma from dibur is called shtika. Chachma itself, just like the uba b'mei imoy, you can't see it, you can't be tofes it. There's no makom shayches to it. It has it's in the world of shtika. Chazal say afilu uba b'mei imoy amar shira. That was a unique oifin where even uba had dibur. But b'derech klal, it belongs to the world of shtika. When a person goes to a certain depth, when a person goes deeper into something, he crosses over a line, a siyag, that brings him into the world of shtika. Rabbi Akiva probed the amkus of Torah, and the amkus of Torah led him to a place where the burim have no more shaykhs to it. And that's why his makim in Torah is called shtoik, kach olam machshav etchila. It's a makim that there's no tfisa of an outside seichel, there's no tfisa of diburim, there's no tfisa of hezba. His misa, his own metzias, was nistalik with an oifin of shtoik, kach olam machshav etchila. That is Rabbi Akiva's godless and raimus. And Betzim, it should be that way. But there's a problem. The oilamis of shtika and chachma have to be beyond us, then we have no shaykhis to it. We can't be tefis it. We can't hold on to it. And b'meila, it's useless for us. Just like, imagine a person who's a chacham gadol ad ma'od, and is a kvat peh, or is it ilay. So the chachma is there, but it's a chachma that's doimei. It has no gilui, it has no metzias, it has no limud, and it's lost for all practical purposes. Rabbi Akiva got to the highest point of chachma, but there was no going back. It says, Arba nichnasu lepardes, and each one went off. Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalom v'yotze b'shalom, but no connection was ever made from the world of Pardes to the world outside the Pardes. And for all practical purposes, Rabbi Akiva's Torah remains muster l'ol miyat. Reb Shimon was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Talmud of a Talmud. He was the trumos midos of Rabbi Akiva, and Reb Shimon b'yichoy brought in a new era in the world that was able to be misgabarit. To bring it out into the open doesn't make, it can't be. You can't exist in the open. So what did Reb Shimon do? The Mishnah says in Chagiga that you can't teach Maisa Breishis to two people. Maisa Breishis is a lower form of Kabbalah. And you can only teach it to one person at a time. Ma'isa Merkava, you can't even teach to one person at a time. Ela Ma'isa Rashi Prakim, to somebody who's a Chacham and Meiva Mi'atzman. And the Gemara says that the Ma'isa Breishis is Rav Akiva's a Memra, and Ma'isa Merkava, Ma'isa is everyone's Ma'idah. In other words, there's a Chelek that remains forever on the other tzad, in the world of shtika. But it's possible to give a handle, and you can't bring in the world of diburim. An uba that you bring out of mei imoy is not an uber anymore. It can die and it can live, but an uber it's not anymore. A seed that's sprouting, you take it out of the ground, is no longer a sprouting seed. So to bring out, there are no diburim for that world, and that's why Rabbi Akiva couldn't be matzliach. Reb Shimon ben Yochai was megala that there are diburim that have a koyach in their diburim to touch, to be a leash, the things that are beyond the world of dibur, that you can transfer them through the diburim. You can transfer them from one person to another person, even though the material, the soid remained always in the olam of shtika. That was the chiddush of Reb Shimei Achoi. Reb Shimei Achoi, and that's what it says, Reb Shimei Achoi had giluyim that are shayach to the other world. And he said, these are divrei Torah that I was saving for Alma de Asi. But if the divrei Torah be'emes belong there, the divrei Torah be'emes have no makom in this world. But if I die with them together, I will not have been metakin the chisaron that Rebbe Akiva left over. The greatest of Rebbe Akiva had all this Torah. Rebbe Akiva was Kosha Isius. The same, Rebbe Shimon's Torah is a hakel trumas trumas of his Torah. But Rebbe Akiva's Torah went to the cave with him. Rebbe Shimon found a derech to give words, diburim, that are a leash to those, to the world of shtika, so that the things that can't be said can be understood from the dibur, for the person's a chacham even atzma. And that's what Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai said. If I die with Torah that's not shaykh to this world, left detached totally from this world, then it's misa. He started the pasuk lo yamesim yahalu ka v'lo yikol yerde duma. The pagam, the kilkul of the bria, that is coming to be metakin, are all the divrei Torah that are doimim and mace, and you can have no makom in this world. They stay in almadasi and have no shaykhis. And that's why when he finished his shtikel Torah, his limud, his whole his galus, he left a part of it unsaid, that the Talmud was able to be mamshich. The tzuras nesina of this Torah was a tzura where the Rav would say part of it, and the Talmud would be goymerit, and it would be called al shem Rabbi. And the words that were goymerit is chayim, and that the oilam of chayim, the Talmud was mamshik. One more knesh of amkusnit. Chayim, things that are not chay, things that are daimim, have only themselves. And therefore, they're limited to themselves, and what you have in your hand, you have in your hand, and that's it. A thing that's chay is part of a rava and moilid. Chiyus is a koyach that keeps being moilid vaita. So, mesim can't be a haluka, because mesim belong to the world of dumiya. If something is categorized as mace, it's a dead end. It stopped, it finished, it froze, and that's it. When something is characterized as chayim, even if it stopped, but the toilada and the toilada of the toilada and the toilada of the toilada are a hemshech of it. Chay contains in it chay chayyaducha of kamoini, of lebanim kamoini. Chizkiyahu said that a mace can't be moida kadosh baruch hu. Chai chai kamoini of lebanim, a living person who's a of lebanim, the koyach of avus that lies in chiyus, the koyach to be moilid after that, that keeps it going. So when Reb Shimei Choy was megala the word chayim, the ad oilam lay in chayim already. He didn't have to finish that oilam at chayim. Once he gave over the soid of chayim, then that oilam was mamshit from it. These are words that are way above us. But I want to talk about it in an oifin that has some shaykhs to us. When people speak about the chesroinus of the world we live in, and the tumah of the society around us, one of the most fundamental tumas is the tumas fasayim, that everything has to be said. The Rambam says that l'oilam divrei chachem are dvarav mu'otim vinyanim harbe. Divrei chachem carry themselves much more koyach halada than koyach of metzias. The world that live around us is kol kulei shakui diburim, with a tremendous overweight of diburim to pnimius. We don't have the ability to chew on something, talk it over and talk it over and say it and talk it over. Every hagasha is ploppled and ploppled over again and regurgitated. Not a shaychus that a person should go someplace, look at something, and live it in olam machshava. People stand at the churban that was in Europe 60 years ago. Why is there a need for dibur? Vayidoy mare. There's a sense of standing overwhelmed. Shtika is an oilam. Shtika is not when it's a shtika that's a maisa shtika. A person stands in awe. Haskol bosa. Hashem behechol kotshei haskol bosa. When you see a gilu of a likus being overwhelmed, means that you're living it through olam machshava. Talking about it means there is no, you're not living it through olam machshava. A person hears a nekuda, a person sees a nekuda, to enjoy the zbeininess in it, to walk and to understand that as much as lies in the mamakim of the person, that's olam ashtika. The mamakim of a person is the olam ashtika. The things the person does not say, the things the person lives, the things the person is absorbs, those are things that belong to a world much higher than olam adiburim. It emptied out every chush and every hergish and every Pnimius and Amkus and Torah, that everything is a rebu of diburim, a multi diburim, and everything has to be said in relationship of people, in absorbing the gadlus habayre, in being mispoinen, in neiros of din, all that entire range of inyanim that have so much Amkus and Teichen inside, we lose it because we sacrifice it all on the altar of diburim. On the other hand, if there are no diburim, if there's no way to communicate it, it's also lost. How do you give over? How do you get a tam in teichen and in amkes and in pnimius, whether it's in lamdis, whether it's in yonim vagoda, whether it's in yonim of the herring the world, if there are no diburim? So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai brought into the world diburim that have in themselves the mida of being not the thing itself, but the thing that brings out havana belev, the maven me'atzma of the person who understands, is brought out by those diburim. A person who learns in yanim of kedusha feels something moving inside him. He feels a hesiris of hargoshes and pnimius that he didn't feel before. The inyanim that Hashem Yochai brought into the world, the inyanim of kedusha, Yonis Chadish, the inyanim of pnimius. Don't live with the words. Let the words become a bow for the person's nefesh to play the person's own nefesh. And those things are done dafka with pnimius. When a person hears a nekuda, hears a fart, hears an amkus, learn to spend the time to absorb it in the olam of shtika, in the olam of daimin. Teisel of Shimon Yochai, Rav Shimon Yochai's godless was, his shleimus that was mashed in the world is a shleimus that the world of shtika that Rabbi Akiva was megala, the world of shtika that Rabbi Akiva reached, that he reached but couldn't bring anybody else into that world. He went into paradise but couldn't bring anyone else into paradise because it's a world that mitzad its etzem tivoy doesn't allow to transfer over. Rabbi Shimon Yochai found that shleimus. Lo emesim yalu ko. In mace, it's cut off. When a person gives over things of chiyus, those things have amshacha to it. If a person learns to find the chiyus in Torah, the neshama in it, the spark in it, the koyach of peri v'rivi in it, then the person taps into the chayim of Torah. There's a memorim chazal. It says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, b'shor sh'azokin yoshev v'doirish, when a zokin sits and he darshes, v'oimer, and he says, kach omer Rabbi Akiva, kach omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, sif sois heyem roicho sheish shom, kama shenem adoi v'ifsis yishonim. That today, when we say the Divrei Torah over, from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, there. The pshat is, their Torah is there in that world. But when we're doivev, when we mouth their words, we hear the echo of a Torah that's coming from the Alma, the Asi, that type of Torah. If we learn to understand that the Siyag L'Chachma Shtika, that the world of Oimek and Pnim, the rich world of Torah, lies beyond the pale of Diburim. And that the only way to reach it is that when we learn Divrei Torah, that when we learn it with Chiyus, we feel the words, we play out the melody of the Svara, of the amkus of it, we chew on Chazal's Divrei Agada and get the tam and the timim and the timei timim out of it. Then we take something that's words that are dead, that are mesuyim, and we turn them into something living. And when we turn something living, kisham tshiva Hashem as habracha, that's where bracha is to be found. Hachayim at olam. It's chiyus that perpetuates itself forever because we tapped into something that has a shaykhus to the Almud Asi of Netzach Mitzvah.